Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Monday, September 21st, 2015. Here are our top stories.
Tonight, another one bites the dust. Scott Walker is rumored to join Rick Perry and others who have left the presidential race. After that, the liberal media promotes pedophilia as a lifestyle choice. And the Pope is set for his U.S. tour. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
He's got the mainstream media backing him, saying how great he is. When you notice the mainstream media was savagely attacking the Catholic Church at every angle until this point, to blackmail the church that had its own problems that we exposed into going along with the agenda. And you can search Catholic Church blackmailed, pedophile scandal, rat singer.
The core of what's going on. They are observing us now, Alex. You have to understand, everything that we are saying is being monitored.
We've reached a critical juncture in the globalist program. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. So join us this September 16th and 17th. We're charging up, getting ready, and going in.
Breaking news this afternoon, the top of Drudge Report, we see that there's speculation, actually leaks, that Scott Walker is going to walk out of the GOP campaign. Certainly looks like it based on his position in the poll. The article was from the New York Times. They say Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin has concluded he no longer has a path to the Republican presidency. That's a polite way to say what Donald Trump is going to say, loser. That's exactly what's going on. Now, these are a couple of people who spoke on condition of anonymity. They say the short answer is money. Not principles, not solutions. Those things are not needed. Actually, it's just money is the only thing that's really important. This is really nothing but a celebrity Big Brother contest. And now we have the next contestant coming out, falling out once a week, just like we saw with Rick Perry. But they say that fundraising has dried up after the latest polls. He is now down at 0.5%. And so the question now is not even who's going to pick up his supporters. He doesn't have any. He would have a very embarrassing position of being in the second tier junior varsity debate campaign if by the next debate. And of course, the interesting thing about this was he began as the expert's pick on who would be the front runner in the GOP. That's why polls, early polls especially, were still months away from the very first caucuses or primaries. That's why all this poll attics is really nothing but a ridiculous horse race where they haven't even gotten the horses to the track yet, quite frankly. But there's a lot being made about Carly Fiorina. She is the flavor of the day, the person that Fox News has been holding up relentlessly. And there are reasons for that with her connections and what she is supporting. There's reasons that Fox News is pushing Carly. We have a report from the Daily Mail where they say that it looks like they take the charts of Donald Trump and Ben Carson and then Carly Fiorina after everybody has been trumpeting that she won in the last debate. And they say, well, the momentum is clearly on her side. This is all they will talk about. Of course, they're not going to talk about the fact that Carly shamelessly grandstanded with the death of her stepdaughter, trying to portray that as a failure of marijuana legalization when her stepdaughter, who was in her mid-30s, died 2009, so she died 38 years after the war on drugs. War on drugs didn't help her because it wasn't even addressing alcoholism and prescription drug abuse, which is what she had a problem with. Of course, we've tried alcohol prohibition in the past, haven't we? Didn't work. But don't let it stop you that we don't have any constitutional authority for this. Now, the interesting thing is, will this last? Or will Carly Fiorina be another flash in the pan just like Scott Walker? I don't think her background isn't going to hold up for scrutiny. Of course, she ran once before in 2010 and lost. She ran against Barbara Boxer. She was supposed to be the balancing act when people were going to vote for Barbara Boxer, she thought, simply because Barbara Boxer was a woman, so she was going to cancel that out. Didn't work out that way. But that's the strategy that she's portraying as part of her run, saying that she can cancel out the votes for Hillary Clinton because she, of course, is a woman. So she is kind of the playing the feminist card in both elections. It didn't help her in the last election. And let's take a look at that, because the Washington Post this weekend had an article, "This is the ad that could sink Carly Fiorina's campaign," because quite frankly, it is the ad that sunk her campaign for Senate in California in 2010. They say Carly Fiorina is the new it candidate in the Republican presidential field. Yeah, it's time for people to start vetting her and not just look at her performance. What is it about Carly Fiorina? Well, take a look at this chart that they show on there. And they say, see how the red line starts dropping precipitously around mid-September? That's not a coincidence. The ad functioned as a sort of knockout punch for Boxer, even in a year where Republicans claimed victories all across the country. That's very, very important. Remember, 2010 was a massive victory for Republicans in Congress and across the nation. It was a sweep of Republicans, yet she still lost, running woman against woman. And Senator Barbara Boxer said it was the most mean-spirited race that she's ever been involved in. She says, here's a woman who ran against me in the worst year Democrats have ever had, and we still won in a landslide. Let's take a look at how Barbara Boxer defined Carly Fiorina in this 30-second ad.
As the CEO of HP, Carly Fiorina laid off 30,000 workers.
When you're talking about massive layoffs, which we did, perhaps the work needs to be done somewhere else.
Fiorina shipped jobs to China. And while Californians lost their jobs, Fiorina tripled her salary, bought a $1 million yacht and 5 corporate jets.
I'm proud of what I did at HP.
Carly Fiorina, outsourcing jobs out for herself.
I'm Barbara Boxer, and I approve this message.
And again, as you see in that commercial, they talk about how she had devastated Hewlett-Packard. The 50% drop in stock, understand, is what happened to Greek banks during the Greek financial crisis. That's the proud record of Carly Fiorina as a Hewlett-Packard executive. But what troubles me, of course, and what should trouble you, are her connections to the military-industrial complex, to the police state-industrial complex, to the war on drugs. She literally, well, didn't literally, but nearly hung a for sale sign on her neck at the debates. That's why Fox News is pushing her so hard. Now, she did actually prostitute herself in the 2008 elections for John McCain. Standing in front of a background of support for John McCain, she said, "I have such great admiration and empathy for Hillary Clinton. She's incredibly intelligent, focused, tough, determined, empathetic for all the tens of millions of people that she was trying to represent in her quest to be the first woman president of the United States." Yes, that paid off for her. And then she has this to say.
"And as a woman, I take great pride in the fact that Hillary Clinton ran for president. And I also watched with a lot of empathy as I saw how she was scrutinized, characterized, talked about as a woman. While I think women have made great progress in so many ways, I also know from personal experience that women in positions of power, particularly bold women who are trying to drive change, as Hillary Clinton most surely is, bold women, women in power are characterized and scrutinized differently than their male counterparts are."
You can see how shamelessly she's playing the feminist card. She says, bold women, women who are trying to drive change as Hillary Clinton most surely is. Bold women, women in power. Okay, so the question is, what is the change that Hillary Clinton was trying to drive? Does that even matter? Or does it just matter that she's a woman? And because she lost to Barack Obama, you should vote for John McCain because he's got a female running mate and because Carly Fiorina is telling you that. You have to get past this identity politics. But she is running on identity politics. She is running on her devotion to the military-industrial complex and to wars anywhere and everywhere. Very sad to see her being pushed successfully by Fox News. Now, this week, beginning tomorrow, the Pope is going to come to America. And we talked about this a great deal back in July when he did the encyclical, a major step for a Pope to talk about climate change. He's been far more focused on climate change and on stopping capitalism than he has been concerned about the massive changes that are happening to the family, or about the investigative reports that have been done showing that they're using body parts in Planned Parenthood. The Pope has been essentially silent on that. Nevertheless, we're going to be covering this in detail with InfoWars. We're going to be going to follow him as he goes from Washington to New York to Philadelphia, also promoting an open borders agenda, because it all ties together with globalism. Now, in the wake of this, we reported today that the Pope's visit will produce the largest security operation in history as the Marxist Pope meets in the UN. This is the Washington Post saying federal authorities are mobilizing one of the largest security operations in the U.S. history ahead of Pope Francis's arrival Tuesday, an effort that is straining law enforcement resources in Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. Hundreds of thousands of onlookers are expected to gather in all three cities to get a glimpse of the Catholic Pope. They say appearances will be at the White House, at Congress, a parade on Constitution Avenue in Washington, a mass in Madison Square Garden, a procession through Central Park, etc. Understand, though, that the key issues here are going to be when he meets at the White House, when he goes to Congress, and when he goes to the UN, because this is where he's going to be pushing politics. This is much more about politics and globalism than it is about Catholic values or traditional religion or Christianity or any of that. So that's all being pushed to the side. Yes, there's going to be masses, but the real core of this visit, as he showed this summer, is going to be focusing on climate change as a means to global government. But the security effort is going to be massive. Listen to this. They say his Big Apple visit coincides, this is the Washington Post, it just happens to coincide with the 70th UN General Assembly. That's by design, of course, and not by accident. But they say, well, there's going to be 150 foreign delegates. It's going to create a virtual lockdown in portions of Midtown New York. Homeland Security, the Secretary Jay Johnson, has designated the Pope's stops in each city as a national special security event. It's double top secret, folks. This is big stuff. This is equivalent to a presidential inauguration, a State of the Union address, NATO summit, Winter Olympics, or the Super Bowl. This is big. But every one of these sets a new record because our surveillance state, our national security state, continues to ramp up uncontrollably, just as our military adventures abroad have over the last several decades. It is ramping and spiraling up uncontrollably. They say, of course, the Secret Service is going to be one of the groups there. They're going to have crowd management, crisis response, air and vehicle traffic control, along with the FBI, the Capitol Police, Coast Guard, Pentagon, FEMA, and local police departments. Yes, it's a full-on, full-court press to show us what the national security state can do. It's so bad that people are concerned they're not going to get their iPhone. That's the only thing people can get concerned about. This is an article that was up on the Drudge Report. They say Pope Francis's upcoming visit to the East Coast may make it hard for diehard iPhone fans to get their new iPhones, the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. Well, you know what? It only illustrates just how over the top and insane this security is. And it also illustrates how most people could care less about creating a world government and taxing us for every single bit of energy that we use, which is what these people want to do. They want to devastate our standard of living. They want to shorten our life expectancy, because when they take away your energy, that's one of the key things that ties, key predictors, a metric that ties to your life expectancy as well as your comfort. You think you're going to have iPhones and air conditioning if the Pope gets his way? No, he's already talked about that. And to give you an example of just how over the top and disinterested in the common people they are, take a look at this story on InfoWars.com today. Cancer-stricken children and parents were ejected from a park near the White House. U.S. Secret Service ordered hundreds of parents and their cancer-stricken children out of Lafayette Square on Saturday night, barricading the park for 2 hours, disrupting the group's plans for a candlelight vigil to raise awareness and research funding for childhood cancer. Why? Because of the Secret Service. They said the closures on Pennsylvania Avenue and Lafayette Park were, quote, put into place based on standard Secret Service protocols prior to protectee movements. See, you're not a stakeholder and you're not a protectee. They don't care about you. They don't care about protecting you. They could care less about you. They're going to shut down entire portions of cities when they have a protectee moving in the vicinity of the White House complex. This is the arrogance of the elite shown to us against people who are their parents and their children with cancer. This is what is so incredibly sad about all this, is the attitude that they have towards the common man. And it is only going to get worse. Nevertheless, he's putting this out as a common man narrative. We see illegals are hoping that the Marxist Pope will bring an end to deportations. That's an article up on Infowars.com talking in breathless detail. The Guardian lays this out. Understand, this is going to be sold as protecting the climate for your children and open borders for the children, but it is all going to be about globalism. Now, of course, The Guardian talks about migration activists, we call them illegals, hope Marxist Pope will bring end to deportations. This is what they said in their article. Department of Homeland Security buses arrive each day and disgorge undocumented immigrants who walk through a cage-like structure from the U.S. to Mexico, where authorities arrange trips home, whether elsewhere in the country or often to Central America. Now, of course, the first question we have to ask is, why can Homeland Security protect the Pope but not our borders? They clearly could if they wished. This is part of an open border. The open borders are part of a globalist agenda, and that's why he is pushing this. They represent this as a humanitarian crisis, as a crisis for families who are split apart by a political border. And that's going to be the narrative that the Pope is going to give us. Not that the families are being split apart by moral failure or the lack of Christ in their life. No, it's because of political borders that they're being split apart. Listen to what they have to say here. Family separation continues to happen. So when migrants are detained, they're separated. This is the agenda that has been sold to us. It's going to be immigration for the children, climate change to protect the children. We saw this with the White House saying, I welcome His Holiness Pope, deeply admire his decision to make the case powerfully and clearly with full moral authority of his position for action on global climate change for our children and our children's children. That's the way they're going to sell it. That's globalism for the children. Now, stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about the new sexual right of pedophilia. Remember, this Pope said he thought that there were 2% of Catholic priests that were pedophiles, and there were reports that that's why the previous Pope was vacated. We'll be right back.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries in the area of health. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. DNA Force is one of the most expensive formulas to produce. Some of the ingredients in DNA Force are $12,000 a kilogram. We are using the coveted, patented, only American source of PQQ, CoQ10, and more. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? Well, we're bringing you a total win-win. The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. We have produced a limited run of DNA Force, and it will take up to 12 weeks to produce more once we sell out. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introduction. Offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Now, there's a very disturbing report on InfoWars.com today. Media promotes pedophile rights. Actually, that media is Salon. The article was by Kit Daniels pointing out some of the things that they said, essentially establishing sexual rights for pedophiles, talking about it as something that is just an orientation. Maybe they're not acting on it. Maybe he's celibate. That's what he says, the person who wrote this op-ed piece. For Salon, joining me is Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, that's one of the things that's concerned everybody about the pedophile scandals within the Catholic Church. The fact that the Pope said and was quoted by La Repubblica, the largest circulation paper in Italy, was quoted as saying that about 2% of the Catholic clergy are pedophiles. If that's true, there's about 8,000 priests.
Right.
And that is a very troubling aspect because we've seen that they don't remain.
Exactly.
Celibate. They say they are, but they don't remain.
Tell those children that have spoken out about it here and are calling for some justice that they're celibate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's taken them this long to just even admit that this is happening.
Well, this all ties together with the Pope's visit because mm-hmm. we see this pedophilia expressing itself. Not only now it's coming out in the media. The media is coming out talking about it as if it's some kind of newly discovered sexual orientation, a new sexual right. But of course, we've been talking about this for quite some time. Going back to 2013, Business Insider reported that the Pope's resignation was due to a gay lobby within the Vatican, a scandal with that and with the Vatican Bank. It's very interesting that the Pope is all about shutting down capitalist banks and bank abuses, but there's a lot of reports that there's been major scandals by the Vatican Bank.
Right.
As well as predatory gay lobby within the Vatican. Now, this was reported, as I pointed out, by La Repubblica. It's the largest circulation paper in Italy. They don't directly quote from the report, but they do point to the financial and sexual lobbies that have split the church, they say. And then shortly after this Pope took office, he was quoted by the same paper as saying that there's about 2% of the Catholic clergy that are pedophiles. They said that those pedophiles would be among the priests, the bishops, and the cardinals. He says others are more numerous, but no, and keep quiet, he said. They punish without giving the reason, the Pope was quoted by saying. He says, I find this state of affairs intolerable. So there's a lot of signs that this has been going on. We know that there's been a lot of scandals like that. We know also that the UN has been involved with it. ISIS has been involved with it. And now we've got Salon pushing this.
Right. And this is going to be the new oppressed group calling for rights. Here he describes, you know, his discovery of an alternate sexuality and just basically going on to describe how this all sort of came about. He felt incredibly inferior because he was born with a deformity. And when he was about seven, he was molested by a man that he had didn't even know.
Well, before you go to that, he says, I was born without my right hand. He said, quickly set me apart from my peers. But he said, that was nothing. He talks about the problem that he had to have a prosthesis and all the different things that caused him in life. He says, that was nothing compared to the final insult the universe would deal me. I've been struck with the most unfortunate of sexual orientations, a preference for a group of people who are legally, morally, and psychologically unable to reciprocate my feelings and my desires. So it's a sexual orientation. It's a preference. It's not a crime. It's not victimizing innocent children. It's just simply a sexual orientation, a preference. And of course, then once you establish that repeatedly, putting it out to the public, then you can establish that it is then a right, because we have seen the Supreme Court say that sexual orientation trumps religious freedom.
Right.
So I'm sure it trumps the informed consent of children.
And you have to respect it, because, you know, now we're being taught to respect it because that's their culture. This is their orientation. And one of the things that I thought was really disturbing is that he talks about when he was 11 and his father was, they had heard some story of sexual assault happening to another child. And he heard his father saying, you know, they should take those guys out and just crush their genitals. And for him, you know, as an 11-year-old, he was like, well, I vividly remember that man touching me. And he said, I hardly felt it warranted that kind of response.
Yeah.
So here now he's going to start advocating on behalf of these pedophiles, basically saying, you know, I'm not a monster. Just hear me out. Even though the reason he chooses not to do this is because he knows that he would be harming a child.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows this is wrong. He knows that it's not consensual. It's hurting a child. But, you know, he wants us all to be okay with it.
Well, this has been something that the elite have done for quite some time. We saw what happened with Jimmy Savile. How Jimmy Savile, they covered for him multiple times. There were investigations by people lower down in Scotland Yard. They were shut down by the people who were higher up. After Jimmy Savile died, there was a documentary investigation of what he had done. He's a very obvious pedophile, and it was shut down by the BBC. And, of course, he has connections to the royal family. There's photographs of him with the Pope. We see that the elite are always involved in this, and now they want to try to make it normalized.
Right.
To protect themselves, and I think also, Leanne, to establish this brave new world sexuality that keeps people enslaved to the globalists, because they are tied up in their hedonism. They don't think beyond the immediate moment. That's what television is about. That's what the bread and circuses that we have are about. It's really like the final days of the Roman Empire, what we're starting to look at here. And one of the titles here is The Discovery of an Alternate Sexuality.
Right.
Putting it in these objective terms, you have to understand that in the large dictionaries, and I've got a very large unabridged dictionary, 650,000 words from the 1950s. And I looked up to see how they had defined marriage, how they defined homosexuality. You know what? The word homosexuality was not even in that dictionary. The only thing they had was a pejorative term, sodomy. Okay. They added homosexuality about a decade or so after that, and then very quickly went from a pejorative to a neutral homosexual, then went from that to a positive, saying it's gay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that they move the normalcy window.
Right.
Okay. And that's what we're seeing happening here now.
Right. And that's how he finishes the article. So please be understanding and supportive. It's really all we ask of you. Treat us like people with a massive handicap we must overcome, not as a monster. Mm. So this is what Kit Daniel says. This is pedophilia is starting to emerge as the next sexual rights revolution.
Yes.
And psychiatrists have already begun to advocate redefining pedophilia in the same way that they, like you mentioned, redefine homosexuality. In 1998, the American Psychiatric Association claimed the negative potential of adult sex with children was overstated, and that the vast majority of people who report, you know, this sexual assault, they turned out fine. It was okay for them. Granted, this guy says it turned him into a pedophile.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we've also seen that in not only the cover-up of Jimmy Savile, but we've also seen ministers there in the UK start to push that along with the North American Man-Boy Love Association. And then look at what happens with the UN, of course. They're frequently involved in this type of thing. There was a story going back to April the 29th this year where the New American exposed what was going on with some French UN troops in Africa. They were caught abusing, they say, rape and sodomy of starving and homeless young boys by UN troops from France. Now, every page of this report that came out from a whistleblower was marked as confidential. Nevertheless, this guy was fired from his post. He'd been there for many years. He's now being investigated by the UN. So here's what we see again. You blow the whistle on something that is absolutely criminal by the government, and it's French authorities were trying to investigate it, but it was the UN that was covering this up. And in this article back in April, the New American points out this has happened over and over and over again. And now we see that our surrogate, ISIS, also does the same thing with children.
Right. And they use the Quran to justify child rape. And the New York Times also reported yesterday that U.S. soldiers, so it's not only the U.N., the whistleblowers, everything, U.S. soldiers are also being told to ignore sexual abuse of boys that's happening by our Afghan allies. So basically, we're going in and taking these cities, retaking the cities that were taken over by the Taliban, and then we're setting up the Afghan police there. And so then we're creating these pedophiliac police to now police these villages, and they're raping the little boys.
Like,
and this is, and they're told to ignore it because this is their culture. And so that's exactly what we're starting to see kind of seep over here. We got to ignore it. This is their culture. It's their new, it's an alternative sexuality here. And of course, ISIS is using the Quran to justify child rape, to justify young girls who are too young to have even gone through puberty, that it's completely okay. I mean, let's
see. That's exactly the problem, because children cannot give their consent. We've always recognized the fact that children can be manipulated. They can be victimized. It's just too easy. After the break, we have a report from Joe Biggs, and he's going to go in detail about a soldier who was punished for exposing and trying to stop this very sort of thing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just f***ing stupid.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash afterwards, really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
Still damaging your brain.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
Watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now, last week, an article came out in the Daily Mail titled "Decorated Green Beret is Kicked Out of U.S. Army Special Forces After Shoving Afghan Police Commander Who Raped Boy Who Was 12 Years Old and Then Beat Up His Mother When She Reported the Crime to Higher Ups." And now you have a decorated soldier who was with the U.S. Army Special Forces for 11 years. He is now being kicked out after he stood up for a young rape victim and his mother who were beaten by this rogue police commander. Now, word got out to Sergeant First Class Martland that one of the police commanders that he had trained had sexually assaulted a boy and hit his mother. And he decided to take action. There was a squabble between him and the commander, and he shoved this guy to the ground. Now, this Afghan police commander left with only bruises, nothing really serious, and the Army saw fit to essentially remove him from his position in Afghanistan, put him at a desk job for a while, and then send him back home, where now they have involuntarily discharged him from the Army. Now, there's a lot of people in the operator community, special forces, higher-ups, and politicians who think this is a disgrace and want to hell this Sergeant First Class Martland as a hero, which he should be, because there is a rape culture going on in Afghanistan. I myself have witnessed that type of things when I was deployed in Afghanistan. We used to call it Man Love Thursday, where you would see and hear just some of the most god-awful things that will never leave your mind. Now, you didn't see the actual stuff, but you could see a grown man holding a younger boy's hand, and you know that they weren't father and son, that there was something going on. Now, the Washington Examiner reported on the invading troops' struggle with the constant displays of affection towards young boys, as well as glaring evidence of underage homosexual activity. I know Marines and soldiers who have refused to work with Afghan military or police, said one U.S. military official who spoke to the Examiner anonymously. It's not about homosexuality as much as it is about the young boys. Some of them like to show pictures on their cell phone. That should be illegal. Some of the Afghans have their own young boys they use for sexual purpose, and we can't do anything about it. Now, the situation is particularly troublesome because the people committing the abuse are the people working with coalition forces. In other words, these are the people the coalition funds. We in the West are working with people who rape children in order to throw out the people who prevented this practice. Now, during the Taliban rule of the region from 1996 until late 2001, under Mullah Omar, Bachabazi was driven from the social norm and outlawed as a transgression against humanity and Allah. A zero-tolerance ban on sodomy and all forms of homosexuality, Bachabazi chief among these, was enforced throughout the region with martial capital and lethal strength. The Taliban's parameters drew from a pre-Islamic Pashtun code as well as a rigid strain of Wahhabi doctrines. This new governance brought with it an emphasis on eliminating immoral vices. Now, any traces of these sexual tendencies or relations between males was met with a swift death sentence. Yet following the overthrow of the Taliban, the practice immediately began again. That leads to the rather sad irony that the very war being fought to liberate Afghans from abuse under the Taliban fueled the abuse of Afghan boys. But like I said, that's something that I've personally seen and been aware of, and it's disgusting. And the weird thing is, the problem is, I don't know anything about this Sergeant First Class, Charles Martland whatsoever. He could be a good guy. He could be a bad guy. Maybe he has a series of, in the past where he snapped or not, or he could be the greatest guy in the world. Really, this man, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry that he's being kicked out, but there's a bigger story here than just this operator who was being kicked out for stopping this rape. Now, there's a huge rape culture in Afghanistan. Afghanistan has the most pedophilia per capita in all of Asia. It's out of control. And a lot of this is caused by misinterpretation of the Quran and the way a lot of the Muslims believe that women should be completely clothed. You can only see their eyes. And you'll hear that in a lot of the stories later on where these Afghan soldiers, these men and tribes say, how can I fall in love with a woman if I can't even see her face? I can see all these boys' faces and find out which ones are good looking. And then they turn them into these, bachabazis. And you'll hear the times that I was in Afghanistan, you would hear some of the soldiers look at some of our guys and the younger ones who are probably like 18 or 19 with blonde hair, they would call them, cheskas, which means basically like pretty boy. And it's kind of a scary situation when you're in the middle of Afghanistan and there's not that many people around you and you're highly outnumbered by the Afghan population, and these guys are looking at you calling you Cheska. Just know that there was a few of my guys that didn't sleep too good at night knowing that they were being eyeballed. But we'll get into that. Now, Western forces fighting in southern Afghanistan had a problem. Too often, soldiers on patrol passed on an older man walking hand in hand with a young boy. Their behavior suggested he was not the boy's father, like I said earlier, times I've seen. Then British soldiers found that young Afghan men were actually trying to touch and fondle them. Military investigator Anne Maria Cardinale told me that soldiers didn't understand. All of this was disconcerting that the Defense Department hired Cardinale, a social scientist, to examine this mystery. Her report, Pashtun Sexuality, startled not even one Afghan, but Western forces were shocked and repulsed. Now, here we are, we're acting like Team America World Police, we're trying to go in and save the day, and yet we know that there's this problem going on, and we're not doing anything about it. We're going to kick a hero out, a Green Beret out, for trying to stop this pedophilia nature that's happening in Afghanistan, and we're going to let this guy who raped this boy go unpunished. And this is what's been sanctioned by the U.S. State Department. Now, this incident happened with Sergeant Martland back in 2011. Now, guess who was in charge of the State Department in 2011? None other than presidential hopeful Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, she is the reason that this soldier is essentially being punished. Now we have the documents that Judicial Watch first reported on back in 2011. But it says here in March of 2014... the U.S. State Department acknowledged the centuries-old practice had become a problem, yet that followed the Obama administration issuing a new army manual telling troops not to judge Afghan social customs, such as the practice of bachabazi. And let's go back to the Judicial Watch report of December 11, 2012. New army manual orders soldiers not to criticize Taliban. Now, this is a strong indicator that the Obama administration's crusade to appease Islam has gone too far. The draft leaked to the newspaper offers a list of taboo conversation topics that soldiers should avoid, including making derogatory comments about the Taliban, advocating women's rights, any criticism of pedophilia, directing any criticism towards Afghans, mentioning homosexuality and homosexual conduct or anything related to Islam. And on top of that, we're going to go into Afghanistan and we're going to protect opium fields, and we're going to allow the opium growth to continue to explode. You have places like Vermont where heroin addiction's out of control, and that's all because what we're doing. The government wants you to think that we're going into these wars for good reasons. Everything that we've done in the past has led to drugs. I mean, with Dark Alliance, Gary Webb, Rick Ross.
I'm the real Rick Ross.
Today, there's a new epidemic, smokable cocaine, otherwise known as crack.
I will tell you, Director Deutsch, as a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
The CIA used him as a pawn to sell drugs to help fund the secret war in Nicaragua.
These guys coming out and talking about how the CIA is the one that sparked the crack epidemic, that the CIA was flying these drugs in. This is something that is going on, and it's a serious matter that needs to be looked at and dealt with. You should not be punished for standing up and doing the right thing. And the fact that our country is going to discharge this soldier, this hero, and turn their back on him when he did the right thing, that shows you what's going on right now. You need to wake up, open your eyes, and see that our country is doing evil, dirty things. It's not all glamour. It's not all glitz. It's not as patriotic as you might make it out to be sometimes. Now, yes, I am a patriot. I'm a former U.S. soldier in the Army, Staff Sergeant Roger. But at the same time, there's a lot of bad stuff going on, and I'm not going to sit back and keep my mouth shut and my eyes closed. I'm going to sit here and talk about it because it's the right thing to do, and we have to bring attention to this. I'm Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. Take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Do you remember when Detroit, Motown, was the economic engine of our country? No longer is that true. Detroit lies in ruins, killed by regulation and socialism. Now the vital center of the country is Silicon Valley. And the big three are pretty much history. Ford is still around, but the other two are gone. Now we have Apple, Google, Tesla, and Uber fighting to control the transportation grid of the future. And they're going to build, believe me, a transportation control grid. We see yet again the Uber CEO saying that he wants to own all cars. There won't be any individual cars if he has his way. Perhaps we should take that Photoshop of Hitler in the VW bug and Photoshop the Uber executive in it, because that's what he wants. Uber all A's, transportation. It's going to be a control grid. You're going to be relegated to being pedestrians as a few elite billionaires ride around in their supercars like these billionaires in Beverly Hills did.
Migrant, immigrant, illegal alien, any way you slice it, it all adds up to the same thing. Foreigners fast-tracked into countries with no knowledge of how that country's culture and laws apply to them. But not all of these people belong to the fleeing masses streaming across European and U.S. borders. Recently, these scumbags from Qatar decided to drive their exotic cars at top speeds around a quiet Beverly Hills neighborhood. Regardless of stop signs, kids riding bikes, people strolling around, speed limits, when the police were called, the Qatar nationals, who could have easily driven their cars to the nearest racetrack, told the police to go F themselves and claimed diplomatic immunity.
Journalist Jacob Rogers says he tried to ask this man why they were racing and endangering lives.
Get out.
Do you have anything to
Yeah.
When Rogers tried again another time.
And he said, well, F America, and he threw a cigarette at me. And that was before he indicated that he could kill me and get away with it.
Beverly Hills police were called to the scene, but no arrests were made. Investigators say they're now trying to confirm whether any laws were broken and are looking into exactly who the drivers are. Police say they're from the country of Qatar and may have diplomatic immunity.
Meanwhile, President Obama is announcing a plan to bring in 70,000 this year, 85,000 next year, and 100,000 Syrian refugees in 2017 to America. A veritable treasure trove of potential false flag, anti-Christian, America-hating chaos. While Qatar and other Persian Gulf states, just a stone's throw away from Syria, are offering to take in zero refugees from Syria.
I wonder if Madam Winberg would agree with me that Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states should be doing more to set up camps in Turkey rather than displace large numbers of people, that they should be helping their fellow Muslims. I think it's a disgrace that they are not doing more and that Britain is doing more than any of them. I wonder if she agrees with me about that.
The United Arab Emirates' only defense is that they gave $530 million in aid, which is just a drop in the bucket compared to the UAE's GDP of $570 billion per year. Saudi Arabia's insulting solution is to blanket Germany with 200 mosques to meet the needs of the flow of Muslims into the most populous destination for immigrants, second only to the United States, Germany, a country with a strong Christian base.
رغم عنوفكم يا أيها الألمان يا أيها الأمريكان يا أيها الفرنسيون يا أيها الطليان يا كل من على وزن الطليان خذوا اللاجئين سنطلبهم منكم قريبا باسم دولة الخلافة القادمة.
It's not going to be just the poor, unwashed, and huddled masses seeking shelter from the globalist-funded ISIS storm. Prepare yourself to see more idiots like these. Disrespecting American values, disregarding our laws, and getting away with it.
Get out.
Do you have anything
Get out.
John Bound for Infowars.com.
Now, of course, it's not just Uber's move to get autonomous driving cars. This is going to be coming at us very quickly. It was announced today that Apple is going to be rolling out their car as soon as 2019. But there are mandates coming from the federal government, from the Department of Transportation, that will require our cars to talk to each other. When Popular Science covers it, they say now cars can yell at each other when traffic gets bad. But you know what they're going to be doing? They're going to be talking to the government about you and to insurance companies so they can raise your insurance rates, so they can tax you by the mile, so they can give you fines. It's going to be a total surveillance grid. We've had that in many different areas. People are finally starting to push back against that with email and other surveillance. John Bound has that report.
The privacy you expect in emails, contacts, notes, and even location data has been easily accessible to civil law enforcement agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and the Security and Exchange Commission for decades. The Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986 was signed into law by President Reagan on October 21, 1986. Title I of the ECPA, or ECPA, was intended to protect wire, oral, and electronic communications while in transit. Title II, known as the Stored Communications Act, was intended to protect communications held in electronic storage. And Title III prohibits the use of pen register and or trap and trace devices to record dialing, routing, addressing, and signaling information used in the process of transmitting wire or electronic communications without a court order. However, the law is so ancient that government agencies have been mining it for years, and the provisions in Title II only apply to stored emails up until 180 days. After that, your emails are fair game. The cloud has also created a new treasure trove of data related to every detail of your existence. The NSA's $2 billion Utah data center has been gobbling up every individual's information and storing it for pre-crime, surveillance, and a blatant criminal exercise of violating every American's Fourth Amendment rights to create a culture of submission. Now, Utah Senator Mike Lee, along with Senator Patrick Leahy and Representatives Kevin Yoder and Jared Polis, are spearheading the ECPA Amendments Act. The act would require law enforcement to acquire a warrant to gain access to your private information, regardless of how old it is. And the government bureaucracies would be required to notify unsuspecting Americans that their privacy was breached by Big Brother within 10 days. Policies that should have been set up 30 years ago. Of course, Big Brother isn't going to go down that easy.
5 years ago, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit found the contents of email was fully protected by the Fourth Amendment, regardless of its age. And that's effectively become the rule nationwide. Major service providers no longer turn over the contents of emails or texts without a warrant or a legitimate warrant exception. The ECPA Amendments Act simply, as Senator Lee knows, we simply codify it. Current practice. Now, some have raised concerns the bill would hamper civil regulatory agencies such as the SEC. Well, we want these agencies to be effective, but there's nothing in our Constitution that says only certain agencies have to follow the Constitution, others don't have to.
On behalf of the SEC, concerning the Electronic Communications Privacy Amendments Act, pending before your committee. I share the bill's goal of updating ECPA's evidence collection procedures and privacy protections to account for the digital age, but the bill in its current form poses significant risks to the American public by impeding the ability of the SEC and other civil law enforcement agencies to investigate and uncover financial fraud and other unlawful conduct. I firmly believe there are ways to update ECPA that offer stronger privacy protections and observe constitutional boundaries without frustrating the legitimate ends of civil law enforcement. The SEC's tripartite mission is to protect investors, maintain fair, orderly, and efficient markets, and facilitate capital formation. Our Division of Enforcement furthers this mission by investigating potential violations of the federal securities laws, recommending that the Commission bring actions against alleged fraudsters and other wrongdoers, and litigating the SEC's enforcement actions. A strong enforcement program is critical to the SEC's efforts to protect investors from fraudulent schemes and promotes investor trust and confidence in the integrity of our securities market.
The New World Order detests our God-given liberty. Consequently, they also have no regard for law and order. And in the face of a nation increasingly craving liberty, Congress's assumed access to our private lives should be revoked, as it is clearly violating our Bill of Rights. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Well, that's it for tonight's news, but join us tomorrow. We're going to have live coverage of the Pope's Church of Climatology tour throughout the U.S. It's going to be on the radio show as well as the nightly news.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Introducing Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com, a scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying five, six, or even seven different
cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigyrex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.